There is none so blind as the one who will not see. I think that's a song lyric. I think it was spoken maybe by a philosopher back in the Middle Ages. It might even be a part of Scripture, but when I saw a reference to it, I couldn't find it at that place that it referred to. Today's gospel account is all summed up in that one statement. There is none so blind as the one who will not see. The blind beggar in today's gospel, Bartimaeus, can't physically see Jesus. And yet he is the only one in this account who can see who Jesus really is once Jesus has been identified to him. He knows of Jesus. He knows that he is the long-awaited Messiah, the Son of David. In this reading, Jesus has been traveling a long way, headed to Jerusalem to meet his demise. And this is the last place that he's leaving before he gets to Jerusalem, Jericho. Many of his disciples have been accompanying him on the journey. And along the way, he has told them at separate times, at separate places, three times about his impending suffering, death, and resurrection. And he's also told him about the cost of discipleship. He's told them that the people who follow him are probably going to have to suffer at one time or another. But it's like they haven't been listening. They don't understand in their hearts what he's telling them, because they see him as being powerful right now. Yet here is this blind beggar who understands completely who it is that has healed him. And it is Bartimaeus' blind faith because he hasn't seen any evidence, and yet he believes. And that's what has given him total and complete faith that Jesus is the Son of God, that blind faith. What can cause such powerful, unyielding faith? I offer this story of one person's life as a possible reason. There was a man named Brother Lawrence. Lawrence lived his life in such a way that the essence of who he was provided him no other option than to turn his entire life over to God. He lived in the 1600s. And he had been a soldier. He gave up soldiering and went to live in a monastery in France as a lay Carmelite. He was a man with a very simple faith. That's key. Lawrence was given simple duties in the monastery. He was given duties of being a kitchen worker, and of being the one who traveled to purchase the wine for the monastery and had to negotiate for it. Lawrence didn't think he was very good for either one of these jobs. He was crippled, sort of crippled. And he thought he was a poor negotiator. But nevertheless, he agreed to do them. Over the years, Lawrence grew to be well known for his infectious joy and inner peace. Many people from all around, from miles around, came to seek his counsel. And there was a book that he wrote, but it was actually a compilation of letters that he had written and of notes from his meetings with his abbot. That book is now considered to be a spiritual classic. The name of it is the practice of the presence of God. Brother Lawrence, in his life, learned to sense God in every task, whether it was a holy task or an everyday task, an everyday job, whether it was a task that he liked or one that he didn't like. He learned to sense God in every task. He considered everything he did an expression of worship and gratitude, everything he did. One example, this is a paraphrase that I read, of his simple faith is this. He knew he was human, even though he wanted to be holy. He knew he was human, and therefore he was subject to failing sometimes and to tending towards sin. And so he would pray to God something like this. We both know that I've got this bad habit. I won't insult you by promising not to do it again, because it's almost certain that I will, because it has become a part of who I am. I know I should change. If you want me to change, you need to intervene on my behalf. It's up to you. And then he'd go about his business, his everyday business. I guess he'd come back to that prayer again if he felt like he should. How can we best put ourselves in position to listen to Jesus like Bartimaeus did in the gospel? I believe the answer lies in working on our willful blindness. We allow our lives to be cluttered with so many noises. We let these different noises block out our ability to be open to God in all parts of our life. If we truly want to be who we say we are, Christians who are sincere followers of Jesus Christ, we need to live that message every hour of every day. A strong faith that approaches that of Bartimaeus and of Brother Lawrence grows in our heart by building the foundation of a simple faith, a faith which seeks to prayerfully serve our brothers and sisters with joy and inner peace. There is a current day priest and author named Richard Rohr. Probably some of you are familiar with him. I think he summed up this type of faith outlook that we've been talking about in a most appropriate way when he said, God is not elsewhere, and heaven is not later.